The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio, on Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Tuesday, the 1st of May. Pinch and a punch for the first of the month.
Does this mean we should be dancing around maypoles today? I get confused.
Yeah, you should dance around a maypole.
Yeah, is it? But it's not...
It would make me laugh.
Well, dance around a pole, maybe. Not a pole.
I'm not saying anything.
No, not that
she's going to pole dance.
No.
She's going to pole dance. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine her pole dance? No, don't. Sorry.
No, I'm thinking of my lovely Polish friend, Adam Mikowski.
I see. Okay.
Polish dancing.
You dug yourself out of that one, didn't you?
Polish dancing.
Yeah.
I could never.
Or Arga Gordon. You could have gone with that.
Oh, yeah, I could as
Dr.
well.
Dr. Arga. Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. How are you anyway?
I'm very well. I'm
This studio smells of sausages.
Well, darling, that's because we had a fabulous barbecue and braai. We had a braai special.
A what?
Braai. We were cooking.
Is she swearing at me?
We were cooking on the braai.
What's a braai?
The braai, South African barbecue.
Is it?
Yeah, the braai.
Braai.
Were they braai?
What's it called? The braai.
The braai.
Braai.
The braai.
Braai. Okay.
I'm better doing it like Hilda Marie, really.
Oh, that's better. Now I understand. Yeah, okay.
So we had Petrus on from The Poet at... tell me where he's...
Is he a poet and doesn't know it?
No, his restaurant is The Poet at Mac somewhere.
Matfield.
Yes, near Tunbridge Wells.
So I know where your guest's from,
well,
don't
exactly.
worry.
Exactly. And then we had Laura Fisher from Wood Smoke Salt. She hails from Faversham.
Blimey.
So I know where Faversham is.
Oh, yeah. You've been there, haven't you? And you can pronounce it.
And we had, I can, and then we had Ron Sausage on.
Ron Sausage, did you?
I don't think it's really his name, listener.
No, I think so. I like that. Ron Sausage. Yeah, hello. My name's Ron. Mr. Sausage.
To do Ron, I should have played.
Yeah, yeah.
But he is at VF Sausages, and he's in... something beginning with B, not Bexley. Yeah, Bexley, I think. Something beginning with B.
Bellingham. Now you can say it, Ruth. Say it.
Come
tell
on.
Her. Go on, tell
on,
her.
Ruth. Beckenham.
Beckenham. Thank you, Ruth.
Somewhere.
That's our guest, Ruth, who knows more about the show that she's not on than the person that presented
the
show.
Why?
What does that tell you? Everything. Yeah?
Do you know
thank
why,
you, Ruth.
Mr. Bunker? Because
why?
Ruth and Barry, our lovely guests,
yep.
who I will announce in a minute properly,
yep.
were down in the green room scoffing all the sausages.
Were they? Is that how they know?
So, listener, if you want to know who's in the studio, we have the lovely Ruth Hyde, who's the founder and owner of Cryojuvenate, and she hails from Sevenoaks in the High Street there, number 54, if you want some Cryojuvenate. Going to find out all about it. And then we also have Barry Thompson, who is the founder and CEO of Me Now, which is an exciting app that he told me about at the Slope-Off.
They bought a cat in it?
Me. God, you're perky today.
I know.
What did you have for breakfast? Porridge or something?
No, anti-sausage.
Anti-sausage. I tell you, there's nothing wrong with a sausage. It's just
they look lovely.
They were gorgeous. You missed out.
You just kept waving them at me when I'm on a diet, and that's not fair.
Well, we don't want you to get gaunt, darling.
We've got another guest, but she's not here yet, and she's going to be joining us at 2 o'clock, which is the lovely Jill T from the Black Deer Festival.
Jill T.
Yeah, that's the one.
Black Deer.
Yeah.
That was the that's the country and western festival. I'm very excited.
Yeah, Americana. Yeah.
Americana.
And they've got Glenn Campbell's daughter headlining.
Wow.
Yeah, brilliant.
What's her name? Somebody Campbell.
Campbell. Yeah, Miss Campbell.
I knew that. Campbell. Tin.
Strangely. Yeah.
Tin of Campbells.
Yeah, yeah.
And I actually tweeted Whispering Bob Harris, who loves me, darling.
Does he?
Yeah. Does tweet me. Him and Michelle Rue Jr., he loves me too. And I tweeted Whispering Bob about the Americana Black Deer Festival. When is it? I'm sure she'll tell us.
I think she's going to tell us. Yeah. I think if I do it now, then there's no point in her coming all the way over here from Sussex, is there? Jill's doing a radio interview with the BBC.
Is she?
Yeah, she's getting the rubbish ones out of the way first and then coming over here to
It'll
do some proper ones.
It'll be heavily scripted, Jill.
When she joins us, she'll tell us all about it, and it's a fabulous event, so I'm really looking forward to hearing from that.
I wonder if she's going to come in little cowboy boots and a Stetson hat.
Do you think?
Yeah. I bet she will.
Do you think so?
She'll say, yee-haw.
I reckon so as well.
She might have a drawl, a nice drawl, you know.
A drawl.
Hi-yaw.
Yeah.
She'll be like, what was her
name?
Quite
frankly,
Jerry Hall.
You reckon?
Yeah.
About 6'9".
Yeah.
Really?
Or more.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Who might our sponsor be, Perky?
Well, actually, we have two sponsors for this week's show. Because we have an ongoing sponsor, which are the lovely folks at Oasis. That's the Operational Accounting Systems folks.
Don't they know how to cancel a direct debit?
That's very good.
I know.
She's on form, isn't
she?
Yeah,
I've had sausages.
Yeah, obviously. It'll perk you up,
so
didn't it?
So they're ongoing.
It really winds you up when you have a sausage, doesn't it? Yeah,
it does.
Okay.
So they're ongoing.
Cool. Yeah. So that's the lovely folks from Operational Accounting Systems, OASIS. And you can follow them on the Twitter, O_A_SYS. If you go into the Biz Radio website, there's a link to their website on the homepage.
Excellent.
So do follow those. And we got a new sponsor for the month of May, which is the absolutely gorgeous, lovely Mademoiselle Nathalie Benaik.
Ah, Nathalie.
Yeah, Mange Tout, and all that. Yeah. Of Kent Creative Arts.
Yeah.
And we do thank her for sponsoring this month.
And also, she's a regular at the Slow Pop Friday events.
She is indeed.
She taught me at the last one, which was at the somewhere or other in Faversham, the carriage. Excellent meal, by the way. I had ox cheek. It was lovely. Slow cooked. Very good. All locally sourced. Gorgeous. And on about hour six when we were there.
That was after the starters and before the main course.
Yeah, and we started to play bar billiards and all that. It was great business networking.
You played bar billiards in a restaurant?
Yeah, it was a pub next door.
Sure it wasn't a working men's club?
We tottered next door after, don't we? You know, it goes on.
So you were in the working men's club having a knockabout.
Yeah, having a little thing. And she told me how to pronounce Premier Cru.
Did she?
Premier Cru.
And how do you pronounce it then?
Like that.
Oh, do you? That's a surprise.
That was it. But you see, the French...
Hold on, let me have a go. Premier Cru.
You see, but okay, that's what it is. No, we don't get it because our English mouth... The muscles don't move in the same way as Natalie's. She goes Premier Cru, and it's all
with a pout.
Yeah, it's all pouty.
She's got a Parisian pout.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our mouths don't do that,
don't they?
It's all wrong.
What does my mouth do then?
Well, I'd rather not tell you. Listener, please turn off now. Well, it eats obviously quite a lot because you said you're on a regime, so you're not.
Well, it doesn't eat a lot at all. I'm on a diet, aren't I?
What did you have for breakfast?
Nothing.
Oh, come on. This is not the way to lose weight. You need to eat lots to lose weight.
No, Amanda made me a lunchbox on the way over here, which I have actually eaten already.
At breakfast?
No. Well, I ate it in the car on the way here.
When you left the house?
It was celery and radishes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was.
Well, where's your protein? No, come on, Amanda. He needs protein.
No, that's later.
Don't look
at me like that.
Well, you need protein with every meal. Protein with every meal, darling.
Don't start all that nonsense.
I'll send you a list.
Yeah, thank you.
Hello to Laura Burton, who is listening. Well, she's actually on the WhatsApp, but she will tweet in, I'm sure.
We've got loads of people listening because we've got loads of tweets.
Yeah, tell me about some.
I'm going to start off with the very first tweet, which I got earlier.
What, done in 2010 or something?
No.
When Twitter first started. You said the very first. That
no, not
Twitter
the very first one on Twitter.
Was invented.
That was, yeah, no.
I wonder who that was.
What? They invented Twitter?
No, the very first tweet. I wonder what it was.
Yeah, well, it's on Twitter. You can find it. Jack Dorsey's very first tweet. And it says, this is
Hello.
My very first tweet.
Oh.
Yeah, because he's really original.
Yeah.
This is from Storm Chasers, the lovely Sian Murphy. And she says, can we have one of your very yummy Business Bunker shout-outs, please? For the WordPress Academy by Storm Chasers Web. That's their Twitter handle, at Storm Chasers Web. And it's taking place at Dragon Co-working next Tuesday, the 8th of May. It's free, it's fun, and it's nearly full. So booking is essential. Thanks for your support of our business. She's given me a link to book your free place, but of course Twitter has kindly shortened it, so it makes no sense. So the easiest thing is to follow them on the Twitter, Storm Chasers Web, or I think you could probably find it if you also follow Dragon Co-working and go to their website. It will be listed there. So that's the WordPress Academy next Tuesday, the 8th of May.
I've gone a bit vague now because I'm trying to remember Adam Mikowski's Twitter handle, you know, his 3D.
Fab D,
yeah, that's right. You're so good. You're like an elephant, your brain.
Yeah, absolutely.
I always say.
Yeah, I'm not mentioning anything else.
Has he got a number after it, though?
No, F-A-B-D. Have you got it?
No, I think it's Fab Dia, isn't it? D-E-A.
Yeah, Fab Dia.
Yeah, no, I can't find him.
Oh, I'll find it for you.
You'll find it. You do everything.
Yeah, I've had a tweet from the lovely Linda at Click Events as well. And she says, hi, Paul, can we have a Business Bunker shout-out for our Express networking event at 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday the 2nd? That'll be manana then, won't it, tomorrow?
Yeah, must be. Not May Day.
No. With Heart of Kent Hospice at the Heart of Flavour, King Street in Maidstone. You can follow them on Click Events UK, at Click Events UK, and find out about that.
I'm sure everybody is doing that now diligently, all the listeners. If you do want to tweet us, it's at VanillaWeb, Or at Jules Serkin, S-E-R-K-I-N.
And use the hashtag BBunker.
Do, otherwise you don't get a mention. You know, you get brownie points if you use it too.
You do.
You find Fab Dear and I'll read this out.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm trying to answer that you're lovely Amanda, but I can't until I know about Fab Dear.
Okay.
Lady Mayoress's charity. This is going out with a bang. It's on Sunday the 13th of May at 1 p.m. And it's at the Leros Barracks in Sturry Road. That's the TA Leros Barracks. That's L-E-R-O-S. And the civic year of Councillor Rosemary Doyle and Jenny Yong as Lord Mayor and Lady Mayoress comes to an end on Wednesday.
They're the Lord and Lady Mayoress of Canterbury, by the way.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay, thank you for that.
That's all right.
Thank you for butting in. They wish to mark their appreciation for all the help and support they've received during their year by inviting you to Going Out with a Bang. It's a party at the TA Barracks in Canterbury. It's going to be a delicious carvery lunch plus dessert at 1:30, followed by live music. Afterwards, there'll be Beating the Retreat ceremony performed by the TA. I do love a drum, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I do love a drum. And a man in uniform, of course. Also,
of course.
Well. Cost of this event is £12.50 for adults.
She goes mad for lollipop men and traffic wardens.
Or a fireman, of course, which would have a pole or a maypole.
Yeah, she's getting carried away now.
There will be a children's menu, which is £7. And let's tell you how to find out about this. You need to go... Ooh, there's an address. So you have to... Very unusual. So you've got to write a cheque to this lady. So it's Mrs. J.A. Yong, Y-O-N-G-E, 14 Seavilla Drive, Beltinge, Herne Bay, Charlie Tango 6, 6QU, no later than Monday the 7th of May, with a stamped addressed envelope, and they look forward to welcoming you. I hope everybody doesn't just rush round to her house for a cup of tea.
Yeah, absolutely. You wanted Adam's Twitter handle.
Yeah, it's Fab Dear. I agree
with you. It's F-A-B-B-D-E-A.
Right, okay. Double B, that's what...
You missed the B.
F-A-B-B...
B-B-D-E-A.
Thank you.
Fab Dear.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Talking of Herne Bay, I've had a tweet from Sweet Soul, who I think you'll find reside on Herne Bay Pier.
They do. They've got a little shop now in the Herne Bay High Street.
Yeah, they have, haven't they?
As well.
They say, a big shout out to you, Vanilla Web. Okay. For all the support you've shown us since we began, we're very grateful. Please let everyone know we are now selling our first test product, which is a sweet pencil case, where we make it easy for you to choose a dietary requirement sweet. That sounds interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
And you can find out all about that by going to their website, which is Sweet Soul, S-O-L, .co.uk, Sweet Soul.
It's a lovely, I would say quite an old-fashioned sweetie shop. You can find lots and lots of different things.
But they do that special thing, though, don't they? Where you can do a recording, where you record a music on a birthday card or a gift card.
Well, he's very talented, Chris.
Chris is a really great musician.
And Chris, the other Chris.
Chris and Chris.
They're both Chris and Chris.
Yeah.
And they should have a mustard cress factory, shouldn't they? Maybe
Chris's mustard cress factory.
But I was a judge once. Wouldn't it? Do you remember on Herne Bay Pier, they did a Herne Bay sort of
Got
music
talent.
Festival?
Yeah.
And I was a judge.
Were you?
It was quite sad.
Did you wear a wig and everything?
Yeah. Not that kind of judge.
Oh, I see.
But I had to sort of, I was sort of like, what's the girl, the judge on, I never watch these programmes anymore, on the...
Amanda Holden.
Yeah. I was like a fat Amanda Holden.
Were you?
With dark hair, of course.
Yeah. And, so you were nothing like Amanda Holden.
I was doing all that, you know, I was a bit
You were more like Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I was going, how was it for you? And no, sorry. And it was quite tough, but they were great.
Were you good? You were that good, were you?
Yeah. But there was some great talent.
I'm sure there was. I've had a tweet from Acacia Ideas. That's a lovely Francois Ranier.
Yeah. I love
We've
him.
Got a French thing going on today. All of our French colleagues are tweeting in today. Yeah. Accelerate your growth this year by attending our 27th of September event in conjunction with Jarman Solicitors and Sleeping Giant Media. And again, Twitter has kindly shortened the website. So you'll have to, it's on Eventbrite, but probably the easiest thing is to follow them on the Twitter. Acacia Ideas. Acacia as in the tree. Acacia Ideas. All one word. What you got, Jules?
Well, Kent Creative is saying hello, everyone, in a very English way.
Okay. Hi, Natalie.
I prefer to say bonjour. The community show.
Bonjour, ça va?
Bonjour, ça va? Community show is listening in, Laura. And, of course, she's got her lovely new presenter. I don't know his name. Do you know?
Joe Waterton.
Joe Waterton. I think He is in the picture now, wearing red. Mm-hmm. And she says, can you give a shout-out?
You can tell which one's which.
Yeah, one is masculine, one is feminine.
Yeah.
One's wearing red, one's not. One's got a little scarf on and a hand on a hip. So she's joined by HMS Strongbow from Poppy Tunbridge. And it's presented by Laura Burton Lawrence and Joseph Walterton.
That's it.
He's very tall as well. He looks he about is. 6 foot 6.
He is. He's a really nice lad.
I do like a tall man as well.
Yeah, in uniform.
Yeah, okay. Preferably.
Yeah.
There's a final reminder for this weekend, Bunker listener. It's the Sevenoaks District Council offices, and it's at 10:30 till 12. And they say, join us this Wednesday, so that's mañana, at the offices of Sevenoaks District Council. Councillor Fleming and the Economic Development
That's
team.
That's Pete, that'll be. Pete Fleming is the leader of the council.
Pete Fleming.
You can follow him on the Twitter.
At?
D. Montfort. D-M-O-R-T-F-O-R-T.
Wasn't he on your show last week?
No.
Or the week before?
No, that was Andrew Eyre.
You have quite a few councillors on lately, I've noticed.
I do.
Hobnobbing.
Yeah. I'm trying to get all establishment, aren't I?
It won't last.
No.
You'll start talking about the parking.
We'll rent.
Yeah. We'll start talking about the high street and what's happening to small shops.
Exactly.
Yeah, we won't go to the fact they're opening Tesco Metro and Sainsbury's and calling them your local. Let's not go there. So the Economic Development team will share information on the free business support programmes available from the Centre for Micro Business, and there'll also be an update from the policy team regarding issues relevant to business. So Kirsten and Andrea from 10 to 2 will be giving the lowdown on what's happening in the world of flexible working. You can find out more on the Sevenoaks Chamber website, sevenoakschamber.com.
Fantastic. Talking about Sevenoaks, I was at the Sevenoaks Business Show last week.
Were you?
It was a lovely little show, as always. There was about 30 stands there. It was really good, and there were some good talks and loads of old friends that I bumped into. But I bumped into a number of people, and I did some interviews while I was there. Shall we have a listen?
I'd love to listen.
Let's have a listen.
Them. Yeah,
let's
do that. Hear who you bumped into, Bunker.
Yeah.
This is Paul Andrews. I'm at the Sevenoaks Business Show with the Business Bunker Radio Show. It's a packed morning. There's loads of stands here. There's loads of people walking around. And I'm going to be talking to some of the exhibitors here. And I've just met James Bradshaw. Good morning, James.
Morning, Paul.
How are you?
I'm all right. It's been a busy morning already.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got a lovely stand here by the door. And you're from Thackeray Williams, the solicitors.
Indeed.
Now, I understand from talking to some of your colleagues earlier that you're looking to open a new branch. Is that true?
Not just looking, but it's in progress.
You're actually going to do it?
It's happening. I think a lot of solicitors have been suggesting that they were going to open in Sevenoaks for some time. Mm. And we're pleased to say that we're doing it.
You're making it happen.
We are.
Now, at the moment, where are you based?
So we are traditionally known as a kind of Bromley Borough firm with a kind of regional outreach.
Right.
So we service clients across the region. And I suppose our Sevenoaks office will cement that.
Okay, cool. And it's open now or about to open? Is there a launch party? Can I come?
You'll certainly be first on the invite list. Right. And there is a rather swanky launch party being organised.
Right.
And we're probably looking about September time for that.
Fantastic.
The office, we are hopeful, fingers crossed, if the lawyers pull their fingers out, we all know what they're like.
Yeah.
Then we're looking at probably mid-June.
Fantastic.
To get bums on seats and actually be servicing clients from that office.
Okay. Oh, and that's an interesting point as well, servicing clients. What kind of firm is Thackeray Williams? Are you a specialist or are you full service?
Full service, most definitely. What's interesting about our new Sevenoaks office is that that also will be full service. So we will have bums on seats from each of the departments, from property, private client and commercial.
Fantastic. So if people want to find out about your firm, do you have a website where they can go and look you up and find out about you?
Of course, ThackerayWilliams.com is the best place to find out about the kind of services and how we can help businesses, individuals and families.
Fantastic. So that's ThackerayWilliams.com. Check it out. Now, I also believe you got something happening with the Southeast Expo. Is that true?
Indeed. That's my baby, really. I'm the Marketing Business Development Manager at Thackeray Williams. So this is taking a lot of my time and a lot of time of my team. Southeast Property Expo, it's a second year. It's the largest property event in the region for buyers, sellers, investors, developers, landlords. 70 stands at the Hop Farm on the 11th of October. And we have a great range of speakers, including TV's very own Dick Strawbridge. The mustachioed guy that... what was he on? Scrap Heap Challenge, and he's on the TV at the moment with his chateau in France and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. It was interesting. I've been watching that because my eldest son has just bought a house in France and he's doing it up. And he watches the programme on on his laptop while he's decorating the house and rebuilding.
Rather worrying, my wife is always... We watch it, yeah. And she's Googling chateaus in France.
Calm down. Cool. So when's that happening again, Jeff?
So that's the 11th of October. We've already sold about 60% of the stands, so if people do want stands, then they need to contact me quickly, because they will sell out, and we're hoping for 1,000-plus people on the day.
Fantastic. So what's the best way to contact you about a stand?
Get through the website, or the website for the expo is seproperty.co.uk.
Fantastic. sepropertyexpo.co.uk.
You did that better than I did.
Brilliant. James, it's an absolute pleasure to meet you. Good luck with the opening of the office.
Thank you.
I look forward to my invite to the party, and I will be coming to the Property Expo.
Look to see you there.
Great. Have a great day.
Cheers.
Cheers. The noise levels are rising here at the Seven Oaks Business Show as more and more people are turning up. I think some of them are getting out of the rain, but there's a lovely collection of exhibitors and stands here. And I've just walked round to a stand that's caught my eye. It's the HR department. And the lady that's manning this... The lady that's ladying this is Sandhya. Hello, Sandhya.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Cool. So tell us about the HR department.
The HR department has been in existence in the UK for the last 15 years and has been very successful and is growing. So I have picked up the franchise 6 months ago for Tunbridge Wells, Tunbridge and Seven Oaks.
Because I do believe there was only one franchise in the whole of this area before.
Yes, which was Simon Morgan and Dartford,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we've talked to Simon before. Yeah.
So now Simon and I will be partnering within Kent and, so it's gone pretty well so far. So I'm very excited.
Cool. So where are you going to actually be based?
I'm based out of Tunbridge Wells, and I do cover Tunbridge Wells, Seven Oaks and Tunbridge, all three towns.
Fantastic. Yes. So tell us a little bit about the HR department. What do you do? What services do you offer?
The HR department offers affordable, personalised HR service to local SMEs.
Right.
And what that means is we don't just give our clients a manual and some templates and walk away. We are there to support them. And it really depends on what the client's budget is and what the client's business plan is. Right. We can mould and work, you know, provide them with our services based on what their needs are and what their business needs are, really.
Okay, so let's see if we can get a feel for this. So if I'm starting up a business, or, well, I wouldn't be starting, but if I'm at a stage in a business where I'm starting to hire people, you can help me with contracts of employment.
Absolutely. So we do something called a flying start package for businesses which are just starting off and are taking on their very first members of staff.
Okay.
And that would include the very basic HR framework, which would be, you know, employment contracts, sometimes also a handbook. And it would include basic procedures, disciplinary grievance procedures, an IT policy, which is very necessary these days.
Absolutely.
And, of course, coming up to GDPR, even a GDPR employee notice and all of that, you know, which would cover both the employer and their business against any HR risks or claims in the future.
So, Sandhya, if people want to find you, how can they do that?
The easiest way to do that is on social media. I have an account on Twitter, which is @IAHR for SMEs. I also have a Facebook account and LinkedIn account on my own website. So please feel free to take a look.
Fantastic. Enjoy the rest of your day. It's been an absolute pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much.
See you again soon.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure as well.
There's more and more people arriving all the time here at the Seven Oaks Business Show. It's really packed now, and I've just found my old mate Roger House. Roger, how are you?
Well, old now. It's very well.
I know the feeling. I know the feeling.
You know, talking about old friends, it's I thought I had retired, but I haven't. We're very, very busy now.
Are you? Yeah. It's one of the problems with retirement, isn't it? You get busier.
No, it's one of the problems of being good at what you do, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what are you up to these days, Roger?
Well, we're working with the Kent and Medway Growth Hub, which... For people out there listening in, it's a route to getting fully funded business advice. It's a great concept. It's European funded, and the access is through something called Ask Phil. So if you've got any issues, look online or Google Ask Phil, and if you're based in West Kent, they'll point you at us.
Right. Okay.
And we are the National Centre for Microbusiness.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about that, because I think you've got an interesting programme going on.
Well, we have. We started in February, and at the moment we're up to our eyeballs in it. And we've got some wonderful people that are coming in, some really great ideas, some really enthusiastic people. The Centre for Microbusiness looked at this, and we have access now to a 12-hour programme, right, which is completely free. It's fully funded. The issue we've got is that we need you to take the full 12 hours from a business point of view. We don't get paid till you've done that.
Right, OK.
All right, so being business people, you know, the last 45-odd years, we came up with a solution to that, and we've organised the 12-hour business school. It's called the Micropreneur 12-hour Business School. All right, the councils love it, and it seems that the people out there love it as well.
I can imagine they do. I mean, it's a really good concept.
It's stunning. I mean, I'm enjoying it so much, working with different people. Mm-hmm. And we put our sessions up online, and we're often as not fully booked within a week. But, you know, it goes, we're constantly finding extra days to put in. So what would happen if you're a pre-start right the way through to scale up, you come and talk to us, and we can do basic mentoring. We will take you through the ins and outs of running a business. We will help you straighten out your concept, straighten out your approach to business. We'll take you through a program that we designed called the Business SatNav, which is a logical step-by-step process. And I tell you, Paul, I've seen people sit back, their eyes shining. I never thought of that. I hadn't thought of that. I see what you're saying. I understand what I'm doing.
So it's like Business 101.
If you like, yeah. But it's brilliant. We get so much satisfaction from helping. And people are going off, and we've redesigned companies, we've reshaped people's approaches, we've realigned the product base, we've come up with new definitions of what they're doing.
And this is all free to the client?
Absolutely free.
You can't ask for much more than that, really, can you?
No. So, if you're interested in that, then you can find us online, or you can well, find us online and give us a call if you're in doubt, or just email us through.
Fantastic, Roger. Thank you so much.
You want the website address
give
now, won't you?
Address,
yeah. You're getting so excited, you nearly forgot that, didn't you?
No.
Right, it's www.ncmb.co.uk, and that's National Centre Microbusiness, NCMB.
Fantastic, Roger. All power to you.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
Nice one. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, thanks.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
The Venues and Events Expo Southeast at the Kent Event Centre, Detling, on Thursday, 31st of May. A one-day exhibition for event professionals, venue finders, PAs, VAs and business owners who want to connect with amazing venues and great suppliers for their events. Whether you are organising a business event, meeting, seminar, conference, workshop, team building or a corporate party, you will find everything you need in one place. We have a variety of talks from industry experts and a series of masterclasses including team building, well-being and much more. To find out more and to book your free place, visit www.venueseventsexpo.co.uk.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent business community today.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 1st of May, with me, Paul Andrews, and the donkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello again.
Hello.
I've just run down the stairs to get our third guest.
You have.
The lovely Jill. Mm. I showed her the biscuits.
Did you? I noticed she walked in here with a Garibaldi in her hand.
Yeah, a couple of Garibaldis.
Yeah, but we were speculating though, Jill, before you came.
How many she'd eat?
Yeah, no. We weren't speculating about biscuits. We were speculating that you'd be wearing cowboy boots and have a lasso and stuff.
Yeah, and we thought you'd have a sort of drawl.
And Jules said you'd be the spitting image of Jerry Hall and be at least 6'9".
Yeah, and go, hi, y'all. Yeah. Hi, y'all. Y'all going to eat fat.
Sorry, I disappointed you.
Is Jerry Hall from Ireland, then?
Oh, he's just winding me up.
But okay,
it is cool. The Black Deer Festival Americana and Country, but we'll be hearing about that.
We'll be talking to Jill later in the show, and we're also going to be talking to.
If we can fit it all in.
We're going to be talking to Ruth first, and then we're going to talk to Barry as well.
Do you know, it's already 13:34.
I know.
Gosh.
And everybody else thought it was the 21st century.
How medieval of us.
Absolutely.
Hey, wench.
Yeah. Hey. Henry V.
Have you got have you got your mead?
You've immediately upset the French now. You realise that? We've had all these lovely French people tweeting in, and now you've gone and told them we're going to reenact Agincourt 1335.
May we?
Yeah, here we go. Okay. I want to tell you about something that's coming up, and then we're going to talk to Ruth. This is a thing called the King's Summit. It's a unique and powerful business conference, and it's here in Kent. You're going to learn the science behind building a sustainable, scalable and valuable business and a fulfilling life, and to unlock the reservoir of spiritual thought, the results of which are governed by divine universal laws. We'll leave the conference with a comprehensive workbook containing many powerful strategies you can implement in your business the very next day. The conference will also premiere Think and Grow Rich, The Legacy. Having sold over 100 million copies of the book Think and Grow Rich worldwide, it's surprising that it's taken so long for anyone to turn the book into a film. But that has now happened. The King's Summit is a unique and powerful business conference, and one of the entrepreneurs that will be attending the conference and speaking is Simon Teague. He's the co-founder of New Level Results. He's also the lead coach for the Scale Up Ashford program funded by Ashford Borough Council. This is a successful program that's helped six companies to grow by an average of 21% in just 6 months. Simon claims, when I first rent Think and Grow Rich and applied it to the letter, my own business grew beyond recognition, and now I use many of these strategies with the company I work with. A further 10 companies have recently been accepted onto the next phase of the Scale Up Ashford program. The King's Summit, with the support of Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce, will take place at the Canterbury Cathedral Conference Centre on the 15th of June 2018, and tickets can be purchased at thekingssummit.com. That's thekingssummit.com. However, here on the Business Bunker Show, we have a little special thing for you, because you can win some free tickets. And we have 10 free tickets up for grabs. And all we need you to do is to tweet Simon, and Simon's Twitter handle is Simon Teague, T-E-A-G-U-E, Simon Teague. And we want you to tweet Simon and use the hashtag BBunker and say, who is the author of the book Think and Grow Rich? And the first 10 people to do that can win a free ticket to the King's Summit on June the 15th.
I love a freebie.
You like a freebie,
I
don't
do.
You? You do like a freebie.
Well, you know, it's nice to get something in advance. The Grow Kent Business Show, Paul Andrews, is Tuesday the 26th of June. It's at the Mercure Maidstone at the Great Danes Hotel. It's the Maidstone and Medway Business Show. Click here for more details.
You don't need to read that.
They're messing me. They're messing me around.
If you go to bizradio.co.uk and click on the business events tab, it's all right there. It's all there. She should know this by now. The amount of times I tell her this, it's just boring.
Sort of trick.
I've had a tweet from the Sound of Spitfire, which is a lovely radio station up there in Spalding in Lincolnshire.
Nearly as good as ours.
And I go, hi, Vanilla Web, please can we have a shout out for our Taking Off with Spitfire show, promoting new talent, which is broadcasting 7 p.m. on Thursdays and repeated 6 p.m. Sundays. There's also some bloke called Kirk and the Warp Factor on at 7 p.m. Friday. The reason he's telling us that
Was that Wart? W-A-R-T?
Warp. Captain Kirk, the Warp Factor. You got it?
I thought he was going to
have to get Kirk Hours, actually.
Wart stuff.
Of this parish. Kirk is one of our presenters on Channel Radio 1, and he does a Friday evening show for us, and that show is also syndicated on The Sound of Spitfire in Sporting English. So do check that out, The Sound of Spitfire. Follow them on the Twitter.
We will. The ZC Live has a one-day social media and digital event. It's Friday the 1st of June. It's at Strood Academy in Rochester, Kent, 8.30 to 4pm. And it's free to attend. Another freebie. We do like freebies on the Business Bunker. Learn, she says, how to accelerate your digital and social media marketing in your business. You're going to learn how to create more leads by mastering key strategies over a whole day with international speaker, business owner and TV commentator Zoe Cairns. And you'll also learn how to build your online presence and awareness, how to become a successful influencer within your field, how to turn your knowledge into product, how to increase your leads via digital marketing. And to find here, go to zcsocialmedia.com or you can click here.
Thank you.
Jevy Pants.
Tenston Toilets are stalking me on the Twitter.
Well,
they're sending me dodgy gifts.
Are they?
Yeah. They got a bloke with an oxyacetylene torch, and Laura, who I guess it's Laura from Tenton and Lewis, yeah, is saying, is this how Paul cleans his sheets? So that's not good, is
oh,
it?
Oh, I saw that, because you know what that was?
What?
That was EBS, the exclusive Butler School.
Ah, that was the Butler School, was
showing,
it?
And I chipped in that you, I don't know whether you saw this, that you always just go and buy new sheets.
I do, yeah, I chuck them away, I can't be bothered to wash and iron them.
But now you've got Amanda, so it's all right, isn't it now?
Hold on, she didn't mean that, Amanda.
Well, you know, that's what happens. I do all my new husband's washing. He doesn't even know how to work a washing machine. He panics. He doesn't know where the soap powder goes. Nothing.
What do you need a washing machine for?
Oh,
we have a pound shop.
Yeah.
What do you think pound shops are for?
So to buy your sheets?
Yeah. What, go down there, buy some sheets.
£1?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm, well, I have 100% cotton Egyptian, and I don't think they're.
I don't care about your men.
Nice one. He died, though, my Egyptian. It's very sad.
That's not nice, is it?
No, I feel responsible because I invited him
to... What did you do to him?
No, I invited him to dine with me at Le Gavroche.
Yeah.
And we had this huge meal with Michelle Roux Jr., darling, yeah, you know. And it was lovely, and there was no bill, so we just kept cranking it up. And 3 days later, he had a stroke.
Bummer.
And have you seen the cheese trolley at Le Gavroche?
Is that what caused it?
I don't know. I've never talked to Michelle about it, but the cheese trolley is huge. Absolutely huge.
So that was a dispense with one of your ex-husbands.
I know.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Good.
The Egyptian.
The Egyptian one. Mm. Yeah. We've got a few more to go.
I caused a bit furore. I was talking to...
no, really?
Bosun in Nigeria. He's my TV presenter on Nigerian TV.
Yeah.
And we had a client of ours, frontierfunds.org, one of our clients was on. And afterwards, Bosun had a very heavy cold. So he was on air. You know what it's like when you've got a... Well, you had man flu. You know what it's like.
Yep.
So I tweeted him and said, do you grow lemons in Nigeria? A fairly innocent sort of remark. And I said, if so, get one, freshly squeezed, da-da-da-da-da. And I got trolled by this man who felt very insulted with the fact that I said, do you grow lemons in Nigeria? So,
and do they grow lemons in Nigeria?
Well, I've still not found out.
Oh, okay.
But he got very... He said, you British, you know, you didn't teach us about lemons and, you know, when you conquered us. And it got very nasty.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Blimey.
I got back. You didn't stand up for me either.
No, no. Right, did you send some red coats over there to sort you out?
I don't know.
Was that not good? Was that not a good response, Barry?
No, don't go there.
No. Yeah, bit imperialist, that, wasn't it?
It was a bit.
Yeah.
This is Barry Thompson, who's the founder of Me Now, who's looking aghast at our banter.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the first time
she
on the
led
show.
Me into that, Barry.
Yeah.
I would never have said anything like that normally.
Well, you wouldn't say it on the BBC, would you?
Oh,
darling?
No.
No, you wouldn't.
No, but they wouldn't have me on the BBC, though.
No. Well, they try not to.
Yeah.
They've had me, though. They like me.
Yeah, well, obviously.
But I'm the better behaved of the two.
Yeah, of course you are.
Did you know that you can start social media in a box with ZC's social media? Talking about ZC.
I'm very good at it too.
Look, you can go on. There's a strategy workbook, a planner and videos. It's £149 originally, but it's reduced as a special Business Bunker perk. You just use the hashtag BBunker. And she says, the lovely Zoe says, if you're looking to increase your success with your social media activities, would you like to put together your social media strategy and be more organised over the next year with content ideas, campaigns and engagement? Yes, you cry, listener. All in unison.
Is she talking to herself again?
Yeah. So Start Social is a ZC product that everything you need in order to get started or grow your existing social media knowledge. You can go to zcsocialmedia.com or go on to kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Or is it just bizradio.co.uk?
You can do either, bizradio.co.uk.
I lose track.
Hmm. Do you know what I want to do now?
Can we actually talk to someone?
I've got to talk to someone sensible and nice.
I'm tired of reading.
Yeah, I'm really bored with you.
I am, yeah. Do you know what's even worse? I've had to reuse my rooibos tea bag because I've just brought up hot water.
You only bought the one?
Yeah, I only bought the one. Well, I gave one to my guest on the Superior Show, Scoff and Quaff. So I gave him my rooibos, make him feel at home.
Okay.
Gave
him rooibos. And what you got when I got it back out of the bin?
I've got the reused one. Yeah. Not out of the bin, but out of my previous mug. So it's a bit weak. Honestly, Ruth, what's a girl to do?
What a blow, eh?
Yeah.
Ruth's she's had looking... to reuse her bush. What was it?
Rooibos,
that's the chap.
Red bush. Yeah. You could call it the red bush.
Red bush.
I can't believe you
I
just
quite
said
like
that.
Red bush.
I do. Yeah. I don't have a bush.
I'm trying to talk to Ruth. Shut up.
I haven't got a bush because I've been to have my bikini wax. So I'm all done.
I don't know. No, don't go there. That's horrible.
You started.
Mind bleach. Sorry, listeners.
You started.
Mind bleach.
You started the whole thing.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you led me into that.
No, I didn't. This I want to talk to Ruth.
This is Ruth Hyde, the founder and co-owner of Cryojuvenate, and they're based in Sevenoaks, Kent. We want to know all about it. What will it do for us, Ruth?
Well, hello. First of all, hello, Ruth, and thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show and bringing some decorum and much needed professionalism to this show, which has got completely out of hand now. It's lovely to see you.
Thank you. And
if you can get a word in edgeways.
I've still got bush on my
mind. No, don't do that. Don't do that at all.
It's just a tea, darling.
It's just a red bush tea. Yeah.
Okay.
So why don't you start off by telling us about Cryojuvenate, what it is, how it is, why it is, what it does.
Okay. Well, Cryojuvenate is a business that offers cryotherapy services, which are cooling treatments. So basically, I freeze people.
Really? But this isn't dead people that you bring back to life?
No.
Okay.
No, it's nothing to do with the show they had on this morning talking about freezing dead people. To do with that. This is freezing live people in a chamber at minus
freezing
80.
Live people.
That sounds worse.
Bringing them back to dead. Yeah, sorry.
But this is for recovery
and
rejuvenation.
Okay.
So we have a chamber, whole body cryotherapy chamber, which is electric powered. One of these nitrogen ones where you see people with their heads poking out the top.
Right, okay.
And this is actually the same chamber that there have been a couple of very well-known department stores in the city.
Right.
Not in the city, in the West End.
Right.
So you go in the chamber at minus 85 degrees for 3 minutes.
How many?
It's a minimum of minus 85
minus
degrees.
Minus 85?
Yes.
That's a tad chilly.
It's freezing.
That's a tad chilly.
It's cold, but it's nice cold. Believe me.
So you just actually freeze so much that you can't feel the cold. It's like hypothermia.
It is. You're shocking your system, basically. So you go in the chamber, and the first thing that happens is that your brain will send a signal to your heart saying it's an emergency, you know.
Let's get out of here.
All hands on deck. So basically what happens is the blood starts circulating around the body. It kickstarts your metabolism.
If it's not frozen, presumably.
Well, three minutes is safe.
Yeah, okay.
Just about.
Okay.
For most people.
I'm going to try and be serious now because we've been messing about. So basically, you freeze the body. That makes your autoimmune system respond, and it responds by trying to circulate blood to warm you up, presumably.
That's right. You know, the endorphins, everything starts kicking off, and the body thinks it's in, like, a
crisis.
Crisis, exactly. And the blood starts circulating around the body. So what that ultimately does is a few things. The first thing is that it will burn a lot of calories.
Right, okay.
Probably about 70 calories.
What, even his radish?
I don't know about radishes, but it burns about 70 calories while you're in there. During the course of the rest of the day, between 500 and 800 calories.
Wow.
But it's not predominantly for weight loss. It's more about getting the body to sort of heal itself.
Yep.
So if you've got fatigued muscles or, you know, you've been training for something and you're tired, it helps the body to rejuvenate. So.
Well, funnily enough, thinking about it and trying to be serious for a moment, I know it's difficult. I used to play football when I was still alive, and you know, with injuries and stuff like that, the first thing they do is stick an ice pack on you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I mean, we have got
it is used by our athletes, isn't it?
Yeah, we've you know, I've built quite a few partnerships up over the last year with a number of local football clubs.
Right.
So we've got the Bromley Boys coming in,
okay.
Ebbsfleet Boys, Lid.
Right.
We've had people from Margate.
People from Margate?
People from Margate. But we've had a lot of football players in, but we get boxers.
Right.
We've had rugby players in.
Mm.
We've had... Brazilian jiu-jitsu player.
Wow. Really? I wonder where she was going with that for a minute. I thought, oh no, we're back to that again.
Bush.
Yeah.
We've had England cricket people in.
Okay.
We've had Rio in. We've had
an Ash.
An Ash.
I saw a picture of Ash in there.
Ash Lawrence, yes, yeah. He's been in.
Yeah.
A lot of PT trainers. But
okay.
It's not just for sports people.
Right.
What are the contraindications? So who couldn't use it?
Okay. So if you've got high blood pressure, we'd probably say no.
What about low blood pressure?
Well, it depends how low, really.
Okay, I have low blood pressure. That's
okay, I mean, if you're taking medication that manages it, we'd probably say, you know, we'll give you a minute to start, see how you feel and build it up. Because if the blood pressure's managed, it, you know, it's okay. If you've got cancer, we wouldn't put you in if it's in the node because we wouldn't want to spread it around the body.
You don't want to stimulate.
Yeah. No, if you're pregnant...
There you are, Paul.
That's me out then.
What made you go into this? I mean, have you got other therapies at your clinic, or is this your one thing?
We do. We've got three appliances.
Okay.
We've got the whole body cryotherapy chamber. We've got a localised machine. So basically we can treat targeted areas, which could be like a tennis elbow. It could be a shoulder or a knee.
So it's predominantly for sports injuries type thing?
Well, yes and no. I mean, we get a lot of people in that have just got general aches and pains. It's really good for people with arthritis, back pain.
Okay.
So is that osteo or rheumatoid?
I mean, we treat people that have got, you know, a lot of lower back pain or sciatica. We've recently seen a few people with fibromyalgia.
Right, okay.
We've got one lady that comes down all the way from Bradford three times a week, and she's actually got leukemia.
Wow.
And she swears by it. Now, that's her.
She comes from Bradford?
Yes, Bradford.
Leeds?
No, hold on, what's the other place that's near to Bradford? Begins with B.
But is it nearly? Are we talking about up north? She comes.
North of London, yeah.
Okay.
It's not Brentwood.
Well, there's lots of places. I mean, Bradford's in Yorkshire, but you've got Burnley, Blackburn, Bolton in Lancashire.
No. I'll have to look her
Let's
up.
Not go there.
Yeah.
But she comes a long way.
She absolutely swears by it. She's been doing it a few years, and her sort of doctors
You're not thinking of Brentwood in Essex?
No. No, it's definitely not Brentwood.
We could go through the dictionary.
Yeah.
So anyway, we've got a lot of very loyal people that are using our services. And when you say what other services, we actually do cryotherapy facials as well.
Okay. And so what would that do for us?
Well, a facial is it's a combination of traditional, you know, cleansing and toning and hydration masks. But we use the cryotherapy on the face. So we sort of blast it around each side of the face for a certain amount of time. And it sort of brings all the collagen up to the surface, so it can help to smooth out fine lines and wrinkles.
Mm.
It's a very pleasant experience. We also complement it. We use some products from Italy, which are fairly new to the UK. They're called Dermo 28. They're for sensitive skin and they don't smell, but very, very, very nice. Nice expensive products.
So perfume free and presumably quite pure.
Yeah, very pure. We've had some fantastic feedback with the facials. We've had quite a few testimonials and reviews on you know, Facebook and Google, etc. So we also offer lipofreeze, which is busting the fat bits.
This is the bit I'm interested in.
So give us that again.
Lipofreeze.
Well, we call it lipofreeze. Some people may have heard of it as cryolipsis.
It's easy for you to say.
But it's not liposuction, which, you know, people can get confused.
It's a lot less invasive.
It's uninvasive.
Yeah.
So your freeze, lipo is just fat, yeah?
Well, it refers to fat,
It's the brown fat, isn't it?
But it's, basically there's brown fat, white fat, but it changes the format of the fat cells and it causes them to dissipate out through the system.
And how does this differ from your normal cryojuvenate treatment? Is it done in a different way?
Okay, this is a different appliance.
Right, okay.
And you have to have a consultation
right.
to see, you know, the targeted areas. And we have a machine that's got cups on it.
It's got what on it?
They've got cups. They're big glass cups. So they're sort of shaped.
I don't like where this is going.
They're shaped, like, to the size of a stomach.
Don't do that.
Or a love handle, you right. know, you know, like a love handle shape. Or a.
Yeah, yeah. Why is she looking at me when she's saying that?
Well, you were talking about your fat bits.
You
yeah,
said
yeah.
that you were eating radishes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, know. Sorry, go on. Yeah.
So we put these cups. We've yeah. got a few different ones. Oh, we also have a chin cup for those little.
Oh, I'd like that. Bits, yeah, so, my yeah. chin has just grown. It's awful.
Quite effective.
Do you have a cheek cup?
We don't have a cheek cup, no. But so anyway, the cups go
what
on.
What kind of cheeks?
What do you think?
Down below or up Lardy. On your face.
It'll be a loophole.
Yeah. Well, no, but that's where a lot of people get fat, isn't it?
They do. But
he's leading us on. He's egging us, isn't he, today?
Don't most women want to be injected with fat in their bottoms?
Yeah, bottoms days. Are all, but that's all from...
Oh, that's a big deal now, isn't it? Yeah.
But that's all from the porn industry, yeah. that big bum thing. Isn't
anyway, let's stick to where we were. With I'm still waiting to find out where these cups
right.
go.
So yeah. the cups go on yeah. the area.
Yeah.
So it could be above the stomach, below the stomach.
Yeah.
It could be your love handles.
Yeah.
It could be your bingo wings.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
could be your inner thighs. Yeah. Any of those areas.
Book me in for a couple of months.
So then we go through a process of heating and freezing. So heat and freeze for up 45 minutes. And that's at sort of minus 8, believe it or not. It's not that cold, but it's cold enough to dislodge the fat cells. You dislodge the fat cells, and what will happen is they'll start to dissipate out through the body over the next sort of 5 to 6 weeks. So after the treatment's finished, there's some massaging that takes place, and there's some self-massaging that you have to do in order to sort of keep the process going. And then you come back to us 5 or 6 weeks later, and we repeat the area. So it's a slow process, but it can be very effective.
Well, getting the fat is a slow process as well, you know.
That's true.
You sort of,
not like, for me, it isn't.
Doesn't
I can do that really quickly.
Well, your metabolism.
Anyway, so let's talk love handles, right? So, yeah, behave, come on. So you, how many treatments would you need to undergo on average? I know it's different for different people, I'm sure, before you start to see a difference.
Okay, so say, for example, you've got two areas, which is your love handles on each side.
Mm.
So two areas is one treatment.
Right.
Which you would have to repeat between 4 to 6 weeks later.
Right.
So that would be two treatments.
Right.
But in between that, what we do is we tie in the rest of the cryotherapy into the lipofreeze. So basically we encourage people to take chambers, which help with the metabolism,
right.
help burn fat. We do body sculpt, whereby we use the localized cryotherapy to blast the area more, and we do massage. So basically, from the start of the process to the end of the process, if you follow the program...
You're breaking up the fat.
You're continuing to break up. If you just have one treatment, it might not be so effective.
Mm.
You've got to work with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you've got to do it, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. So, yeah, so that's what we do.
Nice one.
Yeah.
So, I love it. And you're based in Sevenoaks?
Yes.
In the High Street?
Yes.
Number 54?
Right next door to a well-known supermarket called Waitrose.
Okay, all right. I thought she was going to say in between Wagamama's and Subway or something. That would really throw me, wouldn't it? I'd be stuck like a rabbit in headlights then.
We're at the top on a war memorial where everyone's always tooting each other.
Cause
in the verge of crashing.
Yeah.
But yes, that's where we are.
Fantastic. So how long have you been going, Ruth?
We were a year old in March, the 11th.
Right.
Year in planning, and yeah, it's been an absolute journey to say
Fantastic.
The least.
Well, I first met you last year at the Sevenoaks Business Awards. What a night that was for you, as well as anybody else. We were just talking
Never
about this earlier. you couldn't really, listener. Just on the night that I met Ruth at the Sevenoaks Business Awards, that night Ruth won the raffle. Ruth's partner also won the raffle.
Really?
She also became a... you had three.
There was three.
Three. They won three raffles. They won all three of the raffles between them. She became a grandmother that night.
Yeah.
And you won an award.
I did.
Goodness
that was
me.
A pretty good night, wasn't it? You got it all over in one go there, girl.
It was a pretty amazing night.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've won a couple of awards since then as well.
I've won... the Kent Women in Business the Innovation Award. That was in March. And I've just been nominated for the Kent Health and Beauty Awards.
Fantastic.
So, yes.
Well done. Ruth, thank you so much. It's a real pleasure to talk to you. If people want to find out more about Cryojuvenate, what's the best way to do that?
Right, well, you can go to our website, www.cryojuvenate.com, or you can look at any of our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and the username is @cryojuvenateuk.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Do stay with us. We're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom now for a news update, and then when we come back, we've got two more fantastic guests to talk to. So
see you in a minute.
Do stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. We're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom any moment now. If I can get my timing right, that would help, wouldn't it?
I hope Mikey's not listening.
Yeah, he'll tell me off, won't he?
I know. Don't touch that mouse.
Yeah, I've got 12 seconds.
What
do you reckon before I need to go live? What can you talk about in 12 seconds?
Well, I just think that following up next, we've got Black Deer Festival Americana Country, and we've got me now, Barry Thompson, founder
and
CEO.
We've got two guests we're going to talk to any minute now.
Yeah.
But for the moment, we're going to join the newsroom.
After this.
The Venues and Events Expo Southeast at the Kent Event Centre, Detling, on Thursday, 31st of May. A one-day exhibition for event professionals, venue finders, PAs, VAs and business owners who want to connect with amazing venues and great suppliers for their events. Whether you are organising a business event, meeting, seminar, conference, workshop, team building or a corporate party, you will find everything you need in one place. We have a variety of talks from industry experts and a series of masterclasses including team building, well-being and much more. To find out more and to book your free place, visit www.venuesEventsExpo.co.uk.